We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rain Man's on the hotline. I totally lost track of time. Mr. Jake Paul. Jake, it's Craig and Evan here in New York City. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
Of course. You caught me dead in the middle of a Derek Jeter story. I'll tell you what the story is. I'll get your take on it, okay?
But also leads to a question. When you hook up with a girl, do you give autographed memorabilia after it's over?
Let me explain to him what the story is. So, Jake, Derek Jeter, famous shortstop, New York Yankees. He has a big documentary coming out. And we'll get to your boxing stuff in 1 second. And in this, there's an urban legend that whenever he had a girl over at his apartment, that when the girl left in the morning, he would give the girl a gift basket with autographed memorabilia. So the documentary just is coming out next week, and he's asked about it. He denies all of it. And he also apparently had girls sign NDAs afterwards as well. Have you ever experienced anything like that in your lifetime?
No, I haven't hooked up with Derek Jeter.
All right. Would you sign an NDA, though, if you did?
If I got to sign baseball.
You might. All right. So it's on the table. All right. Talk to us about August 6th, Madison Square Garden, your next fight. You've taken the boxing world, to your credit, by storm. You got Rahman, who's tough test for you as a boxer. But walk us through what the experience has been like and your expectations for August 6th.
Yeah, look, I just wanted to challenge myself, and I'm doing just that. No boxer has ever taken this big of a risk in the history of boxing. Canelo's sixth fight was up against a guy who was 2-2. Gervonta's sixth fight was against a guy who was 2-8. And so for me, I'm taking a huge risk by fighting a guy who's bigger than me, who has more reach than me, who has 100 amateur fights. He's 12-1 as a professional. So I'm really taking a big risk here. But that's what I like to do. I like to challenge myself. And Madison Square Garden, MSG.com, tickets are on sale. You guys are going to come see me knock this guy out.
Well, yeah. It sounds like you're painting yourself as an underdog. Do you feel like an underdog going into this fight?
I mean, I have to be, right? Like,
yes.
4 years ago, I was on Disney Channel acting, saying, "Hi, I'm Jake Paul, and you're watching Disney Channel." I was playing with Mickey Mouse, you know, and he was being a professional fighter. So, really, I guess I have to be the underdog here. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, look, the only thing is, and I'm a fight fan, MMA and boxing, the only thing here is you are fighting a legitimate boxer. You're not fighting an MMA fighter who might have a wrestling specialty or a jiu-jitsu specialty. Haseem Rahman is a legitimate fighter. The only negative about him is that he's 50 years old, but the guy's a boxer, which will be new for you, right?
He's 31 years old.
Okay, why do I have him at older than that?
That's his dad. His dad was a former.
That's on me. I got to take total ownership of that F up. That's on me. I apologize.
His dad was a former heavyweight champion of the world, knocked out Lennox Lewis. So that's your dad. That's his dad that you're probably Googled. But he's 31. He's still in his prime.
Got it.
Everything about this is as serious as it gets. But it's okay, man. I mess up on Google sometimes.
Nah, listen, I'll take ownership of it. That's my bad. I looked up the wrong Rahman fighter, so that's on me.
Ramen noodle.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people are talking about, hey, this fight is what it is, but everybody wants to see you box Conor McGregor. McGregor took a shot at you. A lot of guys take a shot at you. Do you think Jake Paul Conor McGregor will ever happen?
You know, if he's not scared, I'm ready whenever. But he has his boss, Dana White, that's in control of him, so he can't make his own decision. So even if he wanted to fight me, Dana would have to approve it. So we'll see what ends up happening, but I'm my own boss, so I can make my own decisions and fight whoever, whenever I want.
Do you think deep down inside Conor wants it, or do you think he is afraid of boxing you?
I think after I knock out Haseem Rahman Jr., Conor will be like, oh, wow, this kid could really fight. So August 6th, I know Conor's going to be watching.
Yep.
I know everyone else is going to be watching, and that probably is going to scare him away from fighting me.
Is there any aspect of boxing that has surprised you? As you said, you're a YouTube star, a Disney star, and you're obviously a good athlete, and you start training to fight grown men who fight for a living. Is there any aspect of the experience that has surprised you?
Well, no matter how good you get, I don't care who you are, you could always get better. There's no such thing as mastering this sport, which is fun for me because in other areas of life, I've mastered stuff like social media or being a YouTube vlogger. For me, I love this because there's no limit to where my skill can go, and there's always constantly a new challenge and something new for me to learn, so I'm constantly progressing.
Do you consider yourself now a boxer or still kind of a celebrity who's boxing?
I'm a professional boxer, you know, no matter how you slice it. And I get to prove that August 6th going up against a professional boxer, but I've knocked out UFC champions. I've knocked out superior athletes, and I'm sparring in the gym against professional boxers on a daily basis. So this is the start of a long professional career, and I plan on becoming the light heavyweight champion of the world one day.
And how are the ticket sales for this fight? Is The Garden going to be sold out August 6th?
It's going to be sold out.
It
thank
is.
You for thank you for bringing it up. MSG.com. Get your tickets. Go right now. It's going to be sold out. I'm actually standing in the middle of the arena right now. It's quiet in here.
Yeah, well, Madison Square Garden, when it's empty, is eerily quiet. Or it's like being at a Nets game.
Well, I'm glad you can do something good at Madison Square Garden, because when the basketball team plays, it's been two decades since something good's happened.
So
I'm glad you're going to bring energy to that decrepit building.
There
you
go. Is this a Showtime production with Espinosa and the gang, or is this independent?
Yeah, this is a Showtime pay-per-view.
It is. Got it. So sold out Madison Square Garden, August 6th, Jake Paul, Haseem Rahman Jr., that's on me, not his dad, the son of the former world heavyweight champion, will be boxing. And then I guess the question for you is, you know, a lot of guys that have made the type of money you've made, my apologies for putting my hands in your bank account, it's none of my business, you know, changes a guy. When you get independent wealth, generational wealth, you know, the fight's gone, the hunger is gone. So I wonder for you, as you start looking at the next couple years of your professional career as a boxer, what's the ultimate end game for you?
Man, for me, it's about changing the sport forever and leaving a legacy that people talk about, and having a massive, massive impact on this sport for generations to come. The money's cool, and obviously I'm a businessman, but being a legend is more important to me, and making this sport and changing this sport forever is what I really want to do. So I'm just doing that little by little, doing things differently, bringing new aspects to the game, bringing new fans to the game, taking on bigger risks than any other fighter has ever taken on in their sixth fight. So I really just want to change the game all the way around the board.
Will you ever get a chance to fight Tommy Fury, the guy you were supposed to fight initially?
Who knows, man? That guy's a joke. You know, he's pulled out of the fight twice now.
Yeah, he claims he can't get into the country.
You think he's scared? Is that what's going on there?
But on his Instagram was in Los Angeles a month earlier taking pictures
in front
of the Hollywood sign. He don't want to fight.
You know the story. Some people want the smoke. Some people don't want it.
Exactly. I'm like Snoop Dogg. I want all the smoke.
Well, Snoop's got all the smoke. There's none for anybody else. Talking to Jake Paul another minute or two as he gets ready for August 6th at Madison Square Garden. Go to MSG.com and you can get whatever tickets remain.
Are you going to follow your brother to the WWE someday, or no interest in doing that?
Maybe someday. I just can't get injured right now going off the top rope, but that could be interesting. I think we should become the WWE champions. I don't think anyone could beat us.
Yeah. Tag team.
Tag team champions.
There you go. Hey, is there any fear at all that you lose a fight and the minute you lose a fight, nobody wants to see you box again?
No, I mean, it's a possibility, right? Like, when you go into the ring, it's high risk, high reward. But I'm confident in my preparation and the training that I do and hours that I've put in over the past couple of years. And really, you know, when I'm sparring all the time and these guys can't get the better of me, there's no reason why anyone should be able to do it in an actual fight.
God, talking to Jake Paul, you know, I also, you know, I wonder this. You know, you've been very vocal about your support for MMA fighters financially. And there's a big thing going viral right now that Dana White gave one of the Nelk boys a $250,000 cash birthday gift. And the flyweight champion from last week's MMA card made less than that. As an example that, hey, come on, you just gave a random kid $250,000 in cash, but you're not giving a guy who put his life on the line in the octagon anywhere near that kind of money. I assume you know about that story, but I didn't get your take on it.
How could you do that to your fighter? You're giving a birthday gift to someone, but your own flyweight champion, you can't pay him enough, and there's no health care for his fighters. People are really starting to see how greedy this guy is. People are really starting to see that these fighters are underpaid. And there's got to be some change made here. And the more we talk about it, the more we raise awareness and the more we fight back, the more pressure they're going to be under to pay their fighters more. But it sucks, man. I feel bad for the flyweight champion. And, you know, Dana White, if you're listening to this, bro, you really need to reevaluate yourself and take a hard look in the mirror.
And okay. I should mention that on the card you're fighting on, and I hope I don't have this wrong because I'm 0-1 so far, is Serrano fighting on August 6th as well?
Yes, Amanda Serrano.
She is.
Versus Brenda. It's a double headliner, so she is headlining as well. And going to have another superstar performance.
Because so. I can tell you, as a longtime fan of boxing, that the Serrano-Taylor fight, which I guess was April or May earlier this year, was one of the best nights of fighting I've ever seen. It was amazing.
Historic. And we're going to run that fight back eventually. You know, Amanda's excited to have that rematch. But first, she's going to defend her belts at 126 pounds against Brenda. And,
joke, Evan, you have to understand, you know, the women's fight game is nowhere near the men's fight game, and that's not being sexist, that's factual. And Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor fought at the Garden in April as the headline event and sold it out. Never happened before. And it was one of the great fights in a very long time from an action standpoint. So I was wondering if they were going to get it on again. So I guess that's in the future, yeah?
Yeah, that's in the cards, and we're excited to make that happen. Amanda's going to get through August 6th. I'm going to get through August 6th, and then there's going to be a lot more opportunities on the table.
What is the one thing people think about Jake Paul that they've got wrong? What's the thing that bothers you the most when people talk about you?
Man, I don't really care. Like, there's a lot of things out there, but I would just say never judge someone until you meet them, because the media can paint a picture of someone that just is completely false. I think that's what's happened to me in my career. I think I've become a target of the media and bad press and headlines and controversy, when really I'm just a nice little guy with a
seatbelt. You're funny.
I'm just a nice little kid.
Yeah, okay. What's after boxing? You want to be like a tight end in the NFL? What's the next challenge for you?
Yeah, maybe a slot receiver in the NFL. Maybe NASCAR.
No, you're too tall for NASCAR, dude.
Well...
You ever see a guy 6 foot driving a car in NASCAR?
It's not about how tall you are. It's about how fast you can drive.
I guess so. Well, listen, buddy, we look forward to seeing
you. What do you know about speed, huh?
Nothing. Listen, we appreciate you coming on. I look forward to seeing you at Madison Square Garden on August 6th. And good luck to you in the squared circle that night. And thanks for coming on, pal.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
I talked to you. Jake Paul. There you go. All right.
Never slept with Derek Jeter. True
and
story.
He never slept with Derek Jeter. There you go. But he would accept the sign ball from him. Yeah. So there you have it. I totally forgot he was coming on. My apologies. You have any interest in that or no?
Not really.
And if you have any interest in like his whole thing or no?
Yes. Yeah, I think early on I was interested.
Yeah, he's a fascinating kid.
I think that For whatever reason, this fight doesn't interest me. And I don't know if it's the time of year.
Because you don't know Rahman. I mean, maybe that's what I thought his dad was.
I think
was
I ordered a Jake Paul fight, didn't I, a couple of months ago?
What
was the fight I ordered? I watched him.
I think.
And I was impressed and I liked him. What was I watching? You remember?
You ordered, I think it was like two or three fights ago.
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was a while ago. It wasn't like his last fight, but I ordered one of his fights.
Yeah, it was the
I just can't remember.
The Nate Robinson one, probably.
Yes.
Was that the one? Absolutely.
Who did he fight that night? Oh, he fought Nate Robinson. Yes. I ordered that. Yeah, I was into that.
Yes.
Yes.
That was the one time Evan dropped $60 on a fight. Yeah.
I think here's the reason.
Go ahead.
And it's why I sort of asked him, are you a boxer or are you a dude who's just boxing? I think the fascination of, oh, I know Jake Paul now. Oh, I know Nate Robinson. I'm intrigued. I think the more boxing it becomes, the more it's a boxing event. And if you're a boxing fan like yourself or anyone else, great. But for someone who's just looking for sheer entertainment, I think I was intrigued by, I know this celebrity, I know that celebrity.
Right.
Let me see who kicks whose ass.
Got it. Yeah, it's so funny to me. I thought he was fighting a former heavyweight champion. So in my head, I'm like, he's fighting a real boxer, but the guy's 50.
Right.
So for some reason, that's what I thought the fight was. Because everyone, the big criticism of Jake is, he hasn't fought a real boxer.
Right.
Every guy has fought Tyrone Woodley, obviously Nate, and I'm forgetting the other MMA fighter he fought, knocked out early. Ben Askren, yeah. They're all MMA fighters.
Right. This guy's
where boxing wasn't their principle.
Now, this guy doesn't have 100 fights under him, but he's 15-0.
But I thought he's fighting a 50-year-old former heavyweight champ.
That wouldn't be as impressive, though.
Be pretty good.
It would, but like you're beating a 50-year-old. It's like we talked yesterday about beating Michael Jordan 1-on-1.
Yeah.
You're still beating a 50-year-old.
Yeah,
or a 60-year-old.
But at least, I mean, that guy was a heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
He unified the title.
Decades ago.
Yeah, it's his son.
I think beating his son's more impressive. I was looking him up. He's 15-0.
All right.
Hasn't lost.
He's a boxer.
And he's a boxer.
That is the difference.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.